farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government vows to tackle sale of imported refined sugar in retail trade. Our Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
The government will be moving to tackle the problem of imported refined sugar for use in the manufacturing sector, which ends up in the retail trade. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda is warning that manufacturers who engage in this practice will be fined and their goods seized.
You cannot have sugar being produced, brought back, having been refined, and then you have manufacturers who use that refined sugar as raw material and get duty-free concessions as manufacturers, and they sell it into the retail trade at an enormous profit. It undermines those who are engaged in the industry, and we're going to put a stop to it.
The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, has been asked to play a key role in the process of ensuring that breaches are addressed.
Bureau of Standards have been given instructions, and they have to produce that within the next 2 months maximum, where every single bag of sugar must bear the seal of the Bureau of Standards. And anywhere we go and find one bag that don't have that seal, we're seizing it and we're going to charge those who have it in them place.
Minister Samuda is urging stakeholders to invest in value-added production in order for the sector to remain viable.
But the future of sugar does not lie in the traditional approach to how we sell sugar. We must leave that behind us and now move to value-added.
The agriculture minister notes that the sugar industry is prime for new and major investments at all levels. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Now watch nothing. Translation, don't watch anything. And this means don't worry about a thing.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from Zika. Keep your surroundings mosquito free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Hey. Ease upon the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease upon the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease upon the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes with Student Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.